Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM and AM, HD1 and HD2, Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on a Friday. Mizzou Vanderbilt on Saturday, baby. Who's Tennessee got this week? They got an idol?
Yeah, after last week, we probably have an easier. Let me look.
Probably got Vanderbilt this week, don't you? The easy team in Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's Mizzou, man.
I know. I'm being facetious with him because I told you that Nashville would be ruled by Vanderbilt by the time the season ended, geez. And I've nailed that one like it's nobody's business. We also have the Sunflower Kentucky. Showdown this week.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Yeah, Sunflower Showdown, baby.
Job on the line in K-State for this one?
Yes.
You guys think so?
I think so.
Be honest with me. K-State fans, I want to know.
Be honest.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good. I do. That's fantastic. I want to know from K-State fans, is Klieman's job on the line this weekend? If he loses to KU, is it going to be, you know, the
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Pitchforks and torches out there in Manhattan, Kansas, trying to get this guy fired if they do lose to Kansas. Because, I mean, I know I'm a little biased in this, but it's not like I'm an expert on K-State or KU. I watch them passively. I think KU's going to roll K-State in this game. Like, it just doesn't feel like the vibe out of Manhattan ever got on track after that Dublin game, guys. I don't know how you feel about that and what you're thinking about the Sunflower Showdown, and I'm sure Mitch will weigh in when he joins us in about 15 minutes, you know, about it as well. But it just doesn't – I think they went to Ireland and they lost that game, and they just have never truly recovered. And so I think it's a big game. Like, if K-State loses, you're going to hear it very loud from the folks over in Manhattan that it is time to move on. And I don't know if you would hear those cries if Colin Klein wasn't a name that's being bantied about to be a head coach in college football at this point in time. So it's interesting, man. If they don't win, I think the cries are going to be loud for Klein out there to get fired.
KU's lost 17 in a row.
Something like that, yeah.
So this is one of those, like, this is the final stab that's like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got to keep that team. But, I mean, we'll see. In that KU case this weekend. So all eyes on the Sunflower Showdown, and then it's Mizzou and Vanderbilt at 2:30.
Great game
days there. Pavlia's mother is going to be probably one of the stars of the show. Obviously, if you've missed that whole off-the-field thing, like Theo Vaughn wanted to take her on a date, and then Pavlia was like, hey, if you get her, then you need to set me up with Tate McRae.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, he sent Tate McRae a DM, like, hey, he's a good guy, but if you don't want to go on a date with him, I'm available too.
Not a fair trade.
Speaking of a fair trade, Kansas City Chiefs, I think they're going to add somebody, but whether that somebody moves the needle or whether that somebody is in a position that you might think is there, I don't know. I think the move you make is defensive line.
That's the only move that they're going to make, in my opinion, right now. We told you, what, about a week ago that the running backs, or maybe it was even 2 weeks ago, that the running back position is kind of a dead stick right now for the Chiefs when it comes to adding via a trade. They don't want to waste draft capital on a rental running back, and I don't blame them for that. Their running backs are playing good right now. Breshard Smith every week is getting better and better and better, and Andy's talking about using his talents now that he had at the wide receiver position in Miami before he transferred to SMU and all this kind of stuff. And so they're not in the market for a running back. I will be as shocked as anyone if they get her. I would be shocked more if they get a running back than if the Royal State of Missouri at this point in time. Like that's how shocked I would be if they went out and got a running back. Because, as Dusty said, defensive line is the area that you need to improve on. Now, the interesting stuff is that usually at this point of the season, you're like, oh, we'll just flip a pick and get somebody. There's actually talk of trading players out there right now. And the Chiefs have a surplus at that defensive back spot. You may see some guys like a Joshua Williams or the kid they signed from San Francisco that they gave $20 million to that hasn't been Mitchell. Not Elijah Mitchell. Who's the defensive back?
Charvarius Ward? Sure. No. Oh, you're talking about Christian Fulton.
Christian Fulton, yeah.
From the Chargers.
Charvarius Ward.
Well, you said 49ers back. Sorry, yeah.
No, the guy that they gave $20 million to this offseason.
Yeah.
He's been a healthy scratch basically all year.
Other teams could use him.
Absolutely, yes. They could. The problem, obviously, is the money and whatnot. But no, I he's a healthy scratch at this point. The defensive backs on this team are fine, you know. And if you have to move a defensive back that you have a surplus of to get a defensive tackle that you don't have a surplus of, then I'm all for it. You got to go out there and you got to do that. The other interesting thing is that Justin Watson's a free agent at the end of this season.
Watson, yes!
I don't like that. He may be a guy that I want to bring back. And I know we don't bring guys back from, you know, the defensive back position all that much.
Jalen, right? Or Justin Watson?
No, Jalen Watson.
Jalen.
What did I say? Justin was a wide receiver. Gene Watson, Justin Watson, Jalen Watson,
yes!
Nixon six.
Yeah.
Watson, yes!
So he's a free agent.
I like signing him back, especially if you're not going to sign McDuffie. You need to sign one of these defensive backs.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe they sign both of them.
Yeah.
But obviously, McDuffie is still your guy. You
for
know,
sure.
You know, but it was just interesting for me to see that, oh, Jalen Watson's going to be a free agent after this season as well. I'd pay him at this point. But if you have to use defensive backs, because did you see what happened when Norman Lear went on the IR? They brought up a defensive back to the roster. They didn't replace him with a defensive tackle. That may be a telling sign that defensive tackle may be in the offering.
Jeffrey Simmons.
That's right. It's probably going to be somebody that maybe you don't really know.
Let's have the conversation. Tennessee. Their starting quarterback went on the IR. L'Jarius Sneed. They need a corner. But their season's not salvaged.
And they're not gonna they're not giving away a top five defensive
guy. Why do you have to ruin my dreams?
Because that's what he does, Dusty.
28 years old, it's their only player. It's their one claim.
It's their one guy.
It's their one guy.
Taj Spears. What are you talking
about? Tajay Spears, yeah. God, Calvin Ridley's been great.
And Pollard.
I mean,
I'd take Tony Pollard. If we didn't need defensive line, that'd be the next name. But
yeah, but we need defensive line. Yeah. And everybody knows we need defensive line. It's not a secret. We need a defensive line before Norman Lear went down, guys. Okay?
Yeah, agreed.
So
I like what you were saying with the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins have an opportunity.
They're for sale.
They are, the whole team is for sale. Literally. Like, you can have anybody on that team that you want right now. Go see what the Dolphins have. Go offer them some junk. And get some of their defensive linemen here in Kansas City. I think there's going to be a lot of guys available. Trade deadline a week from Tuesday. So there's still plenty of time.
It's too early.
It's after the halfway point of the season. It used to be a lot earlier. It used to be like this week.
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, I still think that's too early.
Do you? When would you do it?
Week 12.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Why not do it like during the bye?
What bye?
The Chiefs bye.
Well, I'm saying we're talking trade deadline for the NFL.
Yeah. Oh,
extended.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying that it should be extended. He's saying it's a week from next Tuesday, so we've got 10 days or so. I think it should be week 12-ish.
So around Thanksgiving time.
Because that even still gives you, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I feel like that's enough time.
Well, the more, like, I'm glad they pushed it back to where they did. But the more that you push it back, the more you can kind of fake that you're in it too, you know. And I don't necessarily like that. Like, there's a lot of faux teams
that's out there right now.
That's true. You got to make a decision at some point.
Yeah.
You know,
you're in or you're out. Come on, what are we doing here? No, that's fair.
And pushing it back a couple of weeks gives you the opportunity to kind of milk it a little bit, not cash in your chips and tell your fans you quit on the season. Now they can tell you quit on the season and whatnot. There are guys available out there. You got to start poaching their rosters.
No, look
at Minnesota's roster after last night. I don't know where they're going. Right.
Somebody says Jermaine Johnson from the Jets.
Ooh,
yeah, that's the thing. Is Jermaine Johnson going to be an Aaron Glenn guy, or is he an old regime guy too?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's available, then they want him out because he's an old regime guy.
I do love that I can tell that Breshard Smith is doing more positive things on the field because nobody in the city anymore is like, we need to go get a running back. Mm-hmm. Go get a running back. You're seeing the evolution of Breshard Smith because what did we hear? He's learning how to pick up blocks in the backfield. Big step for Andy Reid and his, you know, trustworthy ring. Not only that, he's got the receiver skill set and he can play running back. So you've got exactly what we said to go get one of those caliber running backs. And, you know, you can shoot for the stars and be like, I really want a Jahmyr Gibbs. I want a Bijan Robinson. Well, there's two of them. In the last 10 years, right? Those guys are special because of who they are. But if Breshard Smith is the Aldi version of that, where you can still get your, you know, your nourishment, you can still get what you need, but it's not at, you know, a high-end, like, sort of store, but it does the job exactly for what your system needs, Breshard Smith has shown that. So I'm all about it. Go get the tackle. Go get the guy in the middle that can help that defensive front because, look, boys, you're going to play some offensive teams here in the next couple weeks. You play Buffalo, you play Dallas, you need to get pressure on these quarterbacks. And if you can do that, you can really make it. It's a domino effect. Pressure up front equals less work in the backfield of the secondary, which means your safeties can pinpoint better, your corners can lock up easier, and then you throw that top five defense, give it right back to your top five offense. My God, let's get Mitch Holtz on the show.
The only people that are saying running back right now are the clueless people at the national level that have no idea what's going on with the Chiefs, because I did see that yesterday. Trades we'd like to see. Running back to the Chiefs. Why? What have you been watching over the last 4 weeks? They're good at the running back position right now. They need to get to the quarterback.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Coming up next, a guy that definitely knows what he's talking about, that is Mitch Holtis. He joins our show on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994. Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. every single Friday around this time. Mitch Holtis joins us, brought to you by GEHA, a Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, using my eyes, I saw that Rashee Rice played 40% of offensive snaps and yet still got 10 targets. That's, boy, he ate on Sunday, didn't he? Uh-huh.
Mitch?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi, Mitch.
So, yeah, Dusty Lear, you want to stay focused. I don't know if he's there.
I hear Mitch, but I don't know that Mitch can hear us is what I think is happening right now. Gotcha. With the phone. See, people come in here at night and they start touching buttons. I feel like I'm going to have one of these moments that I have with my kids. Stop touching things that you don't need to be touching.
Oh, Mitchie?
You there? All right, don't swear, Mitch. All right, we're going to have to put Mitch down.
Yep.
That didn't come out right.
I was going to say, come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, boy. You got to bring Mitch back up. What we gotta do?
We have to put Mitch down. Like we're taking him to the vet later today. Sorry, Mitch, you've been a good dog for us for the last 10 years, but it's time to go.
Somebody definitely had a dog or a cat named Mitch, and you just gave them a terrible memory.
Yeah, probably. I guarantee you, somebody's named their dog after Mitch. I guarantee you, there's dogs named after Denny and things like that.
Oh my God! Lord.
So you couldn't get on the phone, so you drove your ass in here. This is unbelievable. I mean. Get on that microphone right there.
This is a surprise.
This isn't working.
One, two, three.
What the hell are you doing?
Turn the camera.
Yeah. There you go. Now you're on TV. So
Mac
you just
and I
pull
had a little
over.
Fun. We were going to have some fun. We're going to start on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And then bust in here while I was on the phone.
I am extremely hard right now.
I got to bring you, you know, it's like Mahomes right before they go out on the field.
Yeah.
Good
All
hell.
Day, every day, you every need, play.
You,
let's go.
You just walked up the steps in this building, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are the steps of death.
The steps of death. You know when they're the steps of death?
You didn't even comb your hair you got here on top. God, bless you, Mitch.
I have no idea, man.
You look good.
Me and Mac Morey.
Moray.
Is it Mac Morey that Moray?
It's Morey, but Morey sounds French, and I kind of like that.
No, I think it's the coolest. I'm going to change my air name to Mac Morey.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to the news. Here's Mac Morey. Traffic and weather with Mac Morey. I just think it's so cool. But anyway, we had this.
David?
Right?
Mac
Short. We're going to surprise
you guys. He's blazing you?
Chicks dig it. We're going to surprise you guys. Start on the phone and then just bust in.
Oh, that would have been great. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. How you been? You good? You look good in person.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
I loved your line the other day where I texted you about, you know, the national people will probably say it's not good enough or whatever at the end of the game yesterday.
All the kneel downs.
Yeah, the kneel downs, yes.
They had 7 negative plays. What's wrong with the Chiefs? They're done.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and their dynasty's over. Well, no, those were kneel downs. Clown.
Well, you know, we had Gary Myers on a couple of weeks ago. He said this wasn't a dynasty.
It was not.
Yeah.
He said the Patriots at least are theirs for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to play the soundbite for you, but you don't have headsets on. He goes, I don't know that it's necessarily nice. I say, Gary, are you serious?
Yeah, but their 20 years were intermittent, you
right,
know?
Exactly. Ours have been consistently.
Well, they won it in 04, and they didn't win it again until 14.
14.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a 10-year gap there. Yeah.
This one, I was talking to somebody yesterday. This is like the Yankees of the 50s in baseball,
mm-hmm.
where they were always winning the American League pennant. I think the Indians won it once. The Guardians.
Come on.
And then that's the 1950s. Yep. Then who else? Like the White Sox won it. Otherwise, they won it every year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Constantly.
Neither here nor there. Mac and me. He's my dog. Mac and me. Yeah. So. Mac and Mitch. What?
Mac and
we
Mitch.
Might take you guys over for the morning slot.
Yeah, it's too many M's, though.
Yeah,
Mac and Mitch.
Meanwhile, Matt McMullen sitting in his room like the X-Men looking at the picture.
What about Matt McMullen? Mac McMullen, Mac Morey. Mitch, I got to change it. Mitch Mitchell.
And then you have Mark McMillan, in which I've said the
Mighty
to,
Mouse.
Yeah, Mighty Mouse. Well, like, we had him on at the Super Bowl and whatnot. He's doing some grilling stuff out there.
Well,
Las
and he's
Vegas.
Doing stuff with the Raiders.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know how he got involved
It'd
in that.
A tough gig.
Hey, checks
could've
cash,
used
man.
Last week.
Whew. What's that team going to look like at Week 18 when we play them?
Oh my God. What, the Chiefs?
Yeah. No.
That'll be Gardner Minshew.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so. How are you feeling right now about this? Because I'm stoked. It's the best team in the NFL, and there's no stopping us. I don't think we're losing again.
Well, there's so many variables. And if you just take
Stay
it one week at
Bob.
A time. You know what I mean? Take it one week at a time. But when you have to. But just look at November, and you're going, that's my minute with Mitch, actually, next week. Don't want to scoop that, but I get into the month of November globally and then micro down, but just I feel really good about this team. I heard you guys talking about Breshard Smith. I really think that we need to put Breshard Smith in his own, like if we're looking at a spreadsheet, he has his own line. Don't put him in the RB column. Put him by himself, like a McKinnon type. McKinnon plus plus. Chiefs have really not had that guy with that kind of ability. I'm really excited about him because I told you guys we were going to talk about Andy Reid's geometry attack and his geometry lesson. In 13 years of being around Andy Reid, and when he's done coaching, he'll be fascinating to have set down and go to into his philosophy. But he really looks at it from a geometric standpoint. And I'm not giving away government secrets because it changes every play. There's no way you can go, hey, where's the geometry? Because the angle of which sets off the geometry changes literally every play. But now you have to, but to be totally effective in that, you have to have all these points on the parallelogram that are effective. And now with Breshard Smith, I think he's the underrated guy in this. When I asked Xavier Worthy yesterday, I go, who's your 4x1? He goes, well, I'm running 2. I go, I thought you'd run 4. But he had McDuffie in there along with Taekwon and Hollywood. I go, how about Breshard? He's like, oh, yeah, Breshard. Like, if he's the alternate, it's a pretty good alternate.
Yeah, but nobody thinks about speed when you talk about defensive backs. When you said McDuffie, I'm like, whoa, really? I never even, like, computed that, you
right.
know?
But I think we'd need to put Breshard in his own category. Just because he's RB in your fantasy line, for your fantasy league, in reality football, he's just on his own place.
I saw something the other day, and I'd like to give the person credit, but I don't remember who it was. It may have been one of the Nationals that said something to the effect of, they've got Breshard Smith, and now the Chiefs are just in creating positions, you know, like just inventing positions.
Well, there you go. That's exactly my point. And you're going to get a mismatch with him. Who are you going to? You're not going to put a corner on that guy. So if that's a safety or a linebacker, bye-bye. And they can do 1,000 things with him. And then I told you with Rashee Rice coming back, he's 2021 Deebo Samuel to me. In the fact that now you can use him either to create, you know, part of your geometry as your main angle, or he can be outstanding complement attacking all different ways. So you just have matchup nightmares all over if you're a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. When you look at Breshard Smith, and I think about this sometimes, there's obviously a miss on Sky Moore. But I feel like the way they use Breshard Smith is in a dream situation, how they wanted to use Sky Moore. Now, I know they didn't want to use him as a running back, but they wanted to use him in those little quick outs and those routes where you could basically give him 5 yards and then let him do the rest. Because obviously Breshard Smith, receiver, converted running back. Sky Moore was a running, or like a receiver, but had running back style of moves in the field. And heck, you know, we talked about his legs when he was a rookie here in Kansas City and how he was able to kind of create space with his skill set. Never really saw it come to fruition with Sky Moore. And now with Breshard Smith, you can kind of throw it. I watched that, you know, Raiders game from the 50-yard line. I was like right below you on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to watch how they motion him in the backfield. And then he's got the one-on-one that you can see that Patrick knows. And it's like the light bulb goes off and it's like, okay, I know he's going to be there. I can trust that. Unlike there was that trust with Sky Moore, there's that trust with Breshard Smith. And then the evolution of what that play ends up happening is all Breshard Smith.
Well, the jet sweep, the flip pass, the end around, the screen, the baby screen. It's not exactly two guys out there. It could be one blocking for one. When you have literally another 4-2-9 guy, that just goes in warp speed. And now all of a sudden I hit that edge on whatever that end around flip pass jet sweep looks like, and it's terrifying because it gets to the edge so fast and up the field so fast. Again, a 7-yard play can become a 70-yard play. Then you add in the fact that you have Rice. And so Rice now and Smith, to me, are a perfect complement. It's like having Mayweather and Pacquiao on the same side in a boxing match, and they get a tap out and switch rounds, but they're on the same, they're in the same corner. That's what it feels like to me because it's a perfect complement. So many teams, I don't care what sport it is, replicate guys. And now, and this I think goes back to what Bob's point was, all of these guys, in a way, complement each other. But particularly Rice and Breshard Smith.
Yeah, it's an offense like we've never seen before. And that sounds ridiculous to say when they did 50 and 5,000. But this, to me, is finally like in July of 24, we were told this is what this was going to be. And here we are finally in October of 25, 18 months later, and we finally get to see it. It's like nothing we've ever experienced offensively before. We're putting up 30 a game for the last four games. save Jacksonville's 28. They had 30 in that game if the kicker makes his kicks. And this is the offense that I think Andy and Matt have been dreaming of for the last 18 months.
Yeah, and with that 514 area code, walk down the hill in St. Joseph, which was the what was the theme of last week, we didn't know we'd have Rashard Smith.
Yeah.
And so you throw him in the mix. And then the fact that now Mahomes can just wheel and deal. Nine guys catching passes is ridiculous. 13 guys touching it is ridiculous. You have so many ways to attack now. And if the offensive line can get healthy, stay healthy, be there, they're getting better every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's just kind of clicking, working.
And also, too, by having all those guys now, Trav can sit back and have a Mai Tai on the sidelines and say, see you in January, you know?
Or I'll get a 44-yard play.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know, wait a minute. It's like there's not a safety like looking me in the eyeballs. And then, oh, there's another one shading, half shading, because I don't have to worry about everything else. And it's like one dude's on me and it's like a corner. It's like a nickel corner. What's this?
Yeah.
And so, I think and Trav just seems to be in a really good place right now mentally. I think he sees it too. Like, okay, he's waited for it as well.
Yeah, he really has. And all the people who said he was washed. I don't know, Carrington, I think he's washed. You're right, Rob. He is. He's washed.
Yeah,
44
he's
washed. Yards.
And don't tell me Rob Gronkowski or all these guys are better. Like, don't. Yeah. I don't want to waste oxygen on it. But it's exciting. We get fired up about the offense and talking about it. But to ignore the defense would be malfeasance on our part. This is a defense now that's starting to find its rhythm a little bit. We know rushing the passer to be, when Chris is on the field, there's a 41% pressure rate, I believe. When he's off, it's 24.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it's got to be fixed. And then at the very least, even losing Norman Lott, they were thin in there before to have rotation in your inner text because it's a long season. And so, I mean, even this week with the Commanders, Krosky Merritt is pretty decent running the ball. I'll get to that in a second, where they're dangerous. But defensively, this team's, man, hitting a stride. You hold a team to three first downs. I don't care if you're Shiny Mission North across the street.
Like, right.
That's a feat. But I ask Leo Chanel, to me, is the most underrated dude on this whole team.
Yeah, I mean, we talk
People
about
don't
it.
Think
we talk
of him
about
as
it,
an athlete.
You know, today,
and he's an amazing athlete. That's so.
Yeah, I was going to play that cut.
Yeah, and I asked Leo about it.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it. We talk about it, you know, today too in team meeting. We just got to find that consistency. Obviously, we'd plays, you know, we wish we had back in crucial moments in those losses. But I just see a resilient team. You know, it's a lot of guys that have been in the situations before where we're not doing well. And we have a resilient team. I'm like, guys are humble enough to like, all right, what do we need to fix week to week? And guys are stepping up to the challenge.
I mean, that's what you want out of your defensive players. That's what you want on all of your players. We're resilient. We know we've been there before. We know we can fix this stuff. You get these guys buying in. I've said this till I'm blue in the face, Mitch, and I think you probably agree with this. It's just different here. The way that they get players to buy in, both offensively and defensively, quite honestly, it's just different here than it is anywhere else. Nobody else is doing EGE in the NFL. They're all like, I want to eat. Not everybody, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Matt McMullen, you have an email on later probably today. But we did a podcast this week on Defending the Kingdom that dealt with that exact thing, the power of unselfishness and the fact that this, you know, hey, you don't have some agent, you know, screaming at a guy, you got to have targets and catches. We got to get an endorsement for dog food. So you got to have 10 targets and 8 catches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is nowhere, that doesn't fit into the game plan anywhere. And we've seen that in all sports ruin a team. This team has none of that. And defensively, your point is well taken. The fact that they have to accept roles as well, and they have to do 3 or 4 different things. For example, Leo's a really good edge rusher. We just don't use him in there much and could. But Leo's athletic ability, he plays this kind of under humble servant role on that defense, but that's an explosive player. And him to fit right in with everything else, and the fact that you get in a rhythm with dime and safety, and we had Shamari Connor on the Kingdom show, he got into it. You've got to be unselfish in this defense. You can't chase sacks. I can't get out of my, I'm going to go junior say out and do my own thing here. That just wipes out a defense. There's none of that. So the unselfishness is huge. It's a good point.
So you talk about this defense. I think top 5 offense, top 5 defense in the NFL this year. Mariota's going to be the starting quarterback, but more importantly, they're going to put his pieces out there on the field. McLaurin's going to play. Yeah. Debo's going to play. Zach Ertz, the ageless tight end, who's still, I think, very underrated in the NFL.
Yeah, good
and
point.
Then you mentioned Bill, the running back. How is Washington dangerous against this Chiefs team?
Big plays. They have the most 10-plus runs in the NFL. I don't know how they're 3-4. They've turned it over. But they've got 28 10-plus runs. And that's with basically Jacory Merritt. But the fact that Debo can do that too. If we're going to talk about how we can attack jet sweeps and all that, to, you know, Debo. And then McLaurin is one of the more underrated receivers in the NFL and has been for seven years. So they have a bunch of big plays. McCaffrey has a 50-yard play. Jalen Lane, the rookie out of Virginia Tech, has a 90-yard punt return and I think a 60-yard reception. So they're able, even with Mariota, to get the ball at 20-plus yards and get those plays on you. So they can surprise you or shock you with those big plays. And even though they're beaten up, there's danger there. On the defensive side, they're one of the – I think they're second in the league in pressures. And it's you kind of overlook it with all the other woes that they've had. But this is also a team that can disrupt your timing with all of those weapons and the geometry talked about by getting pressure on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I think important now moving forward as we kind of see where this team is. Trade deadline approaching. Defensive line is still a major issue. It was an issue before Norman Lott went out. And now you're down a guy. They elevated a defensive back, which tells me they're probably keeping that roster spot open maybe for an addition of outside the organization.
Well, that was a special teams move. Knowles has been so good on special teams. And, you know, you get four elevations. Actually, you get, yeah, four elevations. But when you elevate a practice squad guy for the fourth time, he must go on your 53-man roster. Or he becomes a free agent. So the Chiefs in the first 3 weeks used Knowles on special teams. He led the team in special teams tackles. And so this is a move mainly to get Knowles on special teams so you can – because we've been using starters on there.
Yeah.
Chamari Connor is second in this team in tackles. He's also second on special teams in tackles. And he likes to play special teams, but you're also testing fate if you're putting these guys out there all the time that are on the field all the time. So the fact that Knowles is a special teams addition takes nothing away from needing a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
So you got to... Yeah, I mean, at the least, you got to have a rotation in there.
Let me ask you this theory I had earlier in the show. Once the Chiefs get to the 50 and in and plus territory, it's four down territory, I think, from now on. Stop worrying about punting. Stop worrying about first and 10, and you got three chances to get a first down. I think once you get to the 50, it's four down territory now for this offense.
It was my minute with Mitch during the Detroit week where I had the thesis of we've changed fourth down in this league, and we got to give Detroit credit because usually it was lousy teams that were near the top of the league in fourth down attempts and conversions because they're just desperate. Detroit changed that. They used it as like, hey, we get four downs.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Chiefs, but nobody's talking about the Chiefs being right now at the top of the league in fourth down conversions and been very good. So it's a matter, too, of they spent a lot of time on it. They spent a lot of time in OTAs and camp on it, but they're really good now. So, yeah, I think that that's a very real possibility that when you get in that no man's land zone, for sure, it's, hey, it's less than 3 yards. Go for it.
Who the hell is Cale Kirby?
He's one of the greatest men on the planet. This week is Salute to Service Week.
Yes, sir.
And I love it that the fact that the Chiefs took the initiative on this, and then the league took it over, like, we'll take it from here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of...
I feel like I'm back in college when the Mules went to the national championship.
Yeah.
I had to go through all those games. They went to Indianapolis, played the national championship. It was like, we go? No, you don't go.
No, you don't get to go. We'll take it from here.
Yeah.
All right. What about... But Cale Kirby is in our equipment department.
Mm-hmm.
A great dude. He is so passionate. He spends all year long researching how the Chiefs will take Salute to Service and make it better than any team in the league. Now, let's just stop for a second. Within 2 hours of our voices here from where we're at are some of the most major military installations in the world.
Yep.
Whiteman Air Force Base, say no more. The Big Red One at Fort Riley is the most famous group in our country's history, maybe. Mm-hmm. You could argue that. Offutt Air Force Base, McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita and Omaha, respectively. What happens at Fort Leonard Wood? Fort Leavenworth, which is Command General Staff College, West Point of West Point. You're going to be a general in any of the armed services, you're going to Leavenworth. That's where you go to study. And if we walked up there today, we would see all of our allies there studying too. This is all under our nose. So,
hang on a second. I want to get more into this. All of our allies, like other countries, have their generals over here at Leavenworth studying.
They study at Command General Staff College.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. That's cool.
Try to get a tour up there someday.
Okay.
It'll blow you. You're going, this is 40 minutes from me? Yeah. So you'll go up there and you'll see Germans and, you know, Australians, and there's the Australian generals are studying to be a general at Fort Leavenworth,
wow.
Kansas. Yeah, it's an amazing place. But
can't beat them, join them.
Well, that's it. And study right here. It's right here under our nose. Like, so, but Cale Kirby works all year long on trying to create, like we had the USS Kansas City a couple of years ago. He takes what the league initiative is. We started it. League took it. We take it back because Cale takes it back. And so I won't give the secret for this week, but it has to deal with maybe the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, United States Marine Corps. But Cale's so good at it that, and sometimes he and I'll collaborate on it about ideas. And a couple of years ago, we had, much like Army, Navy, each one of our guys wore a different patch.
Yeah.
And for a different unit. And if they had some tie-in with a family unit, then Cale sewed that patch on for them. And so it might be something similar this week for Salute to Service, but I just want to give Cale a shout-out because, and I want to give our franchise a shout-out. We spend a lot of time and effort on it. Instead of just saying, oh, it's Salute to Service week, paint the end zone and wear camouflage, we make it a big deal. And National World War I Museum, yeah. I remember in 2018, we stopped pregame because it was the 100th anniversary to the moment when World War ended, mm-hmm. November 11th.
11-11-11.
Yeah. The 11th hour, 11th day, the 11th month.
Yeah.
And Arizona, it gives me chills to talk about it. Arizona and the Chiefs are warming up. It's that early warm-up. You know, there's, and then all of a sudden, the bells started ringing. The 21 bells that rang in Europe when it ended World War I. And everybody, Chris Conley was on our team then, 2018. He stops. And then everybody stopped one at a time. All of Arizona guys stopped. All of our guys stopped. And the whole crowd just became super silent as these bells tolled. Because it was like the end of World War One. And with the World War One Museum being here, it had even more meaning. But that's what I'm proud about. What can get lost in all the football stuff is how then football gets can get our attention to something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So Cale Kirby, shout out. He's awesome.
That's cool, man. Yep. Yeah, that's really I got the goosebumps here and all that kind of stuff.
Do you remember 2018?
I don't remember that.
It was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was a noon game, so you're an hour before.
Yeah.
But
probably still in the park.
Everything stopped. Time stopped.
I love
cool.
it. Yep. That's awesome. We'll end it right there, Mitch. We appreciate the time, and thanks for coming in, man.
Am I seeing focus on you? I'm looking right in your eyes with like the Will Ferrell eyes of Zeus.
That's right. I'm like Gaylord Flocker and Meet the Parents at the stoplight. I got to get home before you find out the cat's tail has been painted.
Dang, Ben Stiller.
Gotta love it, man. Mitch, thank you so much for coming in. What a surprise, Mitch.
See
we
you,
appreciate
boys.
It. It's Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Coming up next, Mac Morey to one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your own for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word on a Red Friday, baby.
Fun.
It's not
to
know I'm coming back from the break.
Oh.
96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We've got a rainy sports-filled weekend ahead of us, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rain has started. I just ran out to the car and check out the weather outside. It's that nasty. It's starting.
Get the roof closed, everything.
No, I didn't have the roof on. I just wanted to get a breath of fresh air quick, run outside, put my coffee cup back in the car, come back out. Just to get a quick breath of fresh air. You know,
now we can get out of here at 9:58.
That's right. I already got the cup in the car, ready to go. You see what I'm doing, Dusty.
College basketball, college football. We got the NFL, NBA's here. World Series starts tonight. Our guy Vinny P making the rounds on his media, I would say debut, but he's been doing this, man. Mm-hmm. He's good at this thing behind the mic.
He's great on it. You know, I was a guest on his podcast during COVID.
Were you? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I was his guest. He was a minor leaguer.
That's super cool.
Would you be my guest on my podcast? Sure. Just sitting here doing nothing. Him and my friend Alex, who is his best buddy. Kid that I kind of mentored over the years, like, would you be on Vinny's podcast? He may make the majors one day. Sure. What else I got going on?
It was fun. Out. Yeah. I'm sure he'll have his own podcast again here pretty soon. This is him talking to Shohei Ohtani.
World Baseball Classic. We faced each other.
He strikes out swinging here.
And with Kansas City this year. Why do you throw so hard to me? Why? Why do you hate me?
I am a really good hitter. I have to.
And it's not good enough. You throw too hard, Shohei.
One word on our guy, Pasquatch.
Yeah, to give further background, the two hardest pitches on record in Ohtani's career have both been to Vinny Pasquatino.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't it weird?
That's a weird stat. That's like the NBA one you rolled out last night. What's the one word for that? Awesome. I like the fact that Vinny's there. He's involved in it. He's doing a great job, in my opinion, of setting himself up for after baseball. Brilliant move by him. He'll move right into the broadcast booth. He'll do whatever he wants after the game. And I hope he's getting kind of a sense of what's going on, and that drives him. And he goes back to the team and goes, dude, I was at the World Series. It was pretty awesome. We need to be at the World Series next year.
Yeah, one word, entertaining. Entertaining to see Vinny Pasquantino face Shohei Ohtani, right? Lefty-lefty just throwing gas. And then entertaining to have him have that conversation. Ohtani be like, dude, you're a good hitter. You're getting my best. Sweet. Best in the game, throwing you the best he can. Love it.
And Vinny gets it, man. He understands it's about the entertainment side as well. And he's putting himself out there. He's becoming a player. Like, he is kind of that heart and soul of this team. The team beats with Vinny. I love it.
Got baseball, World Series starting tonight. How about college football as well? Sunflower Showdown. One word.
Vital. And I use that word for, I think, K-State and Chris Klieman. If they don't win that game, I think that is the ultimate, you know, kind of like, all right, your tenure here in Manhattan is done. The voices are loud. A lot of people are complaining. Colin Klein is being rumored to take over at Oklahoma State. So I think it's vital for K-State to win this game. I know they've won 17 in a row, but this feels like the one. If they don't win it, changes are coming to Manhattan.
Yeah, my one word is streak. 17 straight. The Jayhawks have lost. 17 straight. Ooh. End it. Team is down. You're kind of up for your organization. Take care of business.
You mentioned that. You're kind of up. Good test. If Kansas doesn't win this game, what are we saying about them on Monday? Is Lance Leipold the right guy? Yeah. I think people will be asking as well. And that's a fair conversation to have.
A lot hinges on this game. A lot hinges on recruiting now in college football and the NIL. Quinshon Judkins on a podcast talks Amazing. Exactly about how he chose his school.
You're from Ohio,
No, I'm
right?
from Alabama. I'm from Montgomery.
Oh, you from? Yeah. Oh, man, how did let you get out of? How you get out of? How did you get way to Ohio State from Bama?
NIL.
That's Quinshon Judkins, now running back for the Cleveland Browns.
Why don't people believe that? Honest is the word that I'm going to use, and that's what it is. Like, why did you take job A over job B? They offered me $20,000 more.
Yep.
That's the real answer there. Anybody who says money doesn't matter and money doesn't drive and money, you're a liar or you're just not living in reality. Money legitimately is everything. How did you get to Ohio from Alabama? Money. Love it.
Yeah, he was on with Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp, yeah. And just their reaction was exactly mine.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell would you not go to NIL? Oh, well, duh. Like, so, yeah, it's smart. It would be my one word. Like, you know, I live in Missouri, but if Kansas gave me more NIL money,
you're going to Kansas.
I'm going to Kansas,
yeah.
Where they've lost 16. I'm sorry, text line, 16 straight.
Who the hell cares? Dusty, it's an embarrassing number, regardless.
About to be 17 straight. Emo, am I right?
Am I right, guys?
Like, if that's giving you joy to correct that number this morning, they
Somebody
need that
even
in their
put
life.
A little asterisk next to where, like, you make the incorrect. Oh, yeah.
BBL stinky. And you can see the eye roll on the video.
Yeah, you can watch
and
us on.
And is Winchester going to practice?
You can watch us on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook if you want to see Bob's eye roll.
Yeah. 16 straight.
Liam Cohen, head coach of the Jags, Duval. He's making a name for himself both in winning games and in the locker room. This is him just watching film with the team. This is him talking to his team about a mistake that he made.
Okay, there's a scramble opportunity on fourth down Trevor and I the just music. Talked about. But guys, this is not my best by any means. This is not. It's not putting you guys in your best position to succeed. On fourth and seven.
I got to pick up the corner instead of linebacker tape.
There's no question, Quinn. I appreciate you saying that, dude. I know Trevor thought that as well. There's some scrim ops. I appreciate you saying that, Quinn, but I got to be better in this situation regardless. It's my job. That's my job. I'm going to ask you to do yours. I got to do mine.
I think that's real. I mean, and you could see the relationship that he has with the players there, because, well, he didn't need to be yelling like that, but, you know, but I guess he's addressing a room. The running back who goes, I didn't do my job. He goes, I appreciate you saying that. You're right. The quarterback said it as well. You stunk, but I got to do my job better. Yeah. And I put you in the position to not do your job because I didn't do my job. That's a leader. That's leading right there. That's what being a head coach is about. It's never about the X's and O's. Ever, ever, ever about the X's and O's. It's, are you a leader? Are you making your players want to play for you? If I'm that running back right there, that guy's got my back. Yeah, well, you did make a mistake, but it's my fault you made that mistake.
My one word is Fesco, because what did I tell you guys when I sent the text? Bob should enjoy this, because he went on that rant a couple weeks ago where he's like, these guys have to, you know, show their stripes. They have to, like, earn their stripes. They have to let these guys know they're there for them, that they're not there for other, you know, reasonings or get too out of the ordinary. That is Liam Cohen doing exactly what Fesco is asking about as a first-year young head coach.
It's great.
And you love to see it, man. Like, that's what we talked about when Andy Reid talked to Brett Favre in that Kingdom documentary. Who the hell? What the hell, Brett? I call the play. I call
that's
the
on me. That's right. It's on
my
me.
Play. Yeah. It's my play. And forever and ever, those guys will have your back. So Liam Cohen.
I'm glad you brought that up, Dusty, because how many of these young coaches watch that Kingdom documentary, first of all? Every one of them. If you are a neophyte in this league, you, which is just about everybody now, you should have watched that Kingdom documentary and took mental notes or notes on your pad about how the Chiefs did this thing and created yes. this, you know, dynasty, yep. Gary Myers, and you know, ran this thing the way that they have. And if you are a head coach in this league, a new head coach in this league, I'm leaning on everything that Andy Reid said. And so I guarantee you, Liam Cohen saw that Kingdom documentary, saw that moment that Andy had, and now he's using that moment. He goes, well, if Andy Reid was doing that to Brett Favre, you know what? That's I'm going to do that. Andy Reid's been a successful head coach. I'm going to follow the guys that have been successful in this league and look at the older dudes like Harbaugh and Tomlin and Reid, and even to an extent, the guy in Vegas, he did win a Super Bowl. And I'm going to pick their brains. I'm going to see what's made them so successful. How have you been able to sit here for 13 years in Kansas City after 16 years or whatever it was in Philadelphia and have all this success? And that little highlight there on the Kingdom show that Dusty brought up, I guarantee you Liam Cohen saw that and put that in the back of his mind and goes, all right, that's what leaders do.
Coming up on the other side, balanced might be the most dangerous thing this man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Could be 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.